And even in, I'm now teaching full classroom sizes, right? But I have that special ed background, and I'm constantly pairing people up and making small groups, making them very heterogeneous, so you can help all levels, because it's important to do that, not isolate them, but bring them together. And so I see it as an educator, but I see it as a parent as well, to that should be the goal always, right? It is inclusion, and we talk about inclusion, but you actually have to do it. And so I feel as parents, I feel very fortunate that we found this program, but it should really be a demand. I mean, we should be sitting at these IEP meetings in 8th grade, 9th grade, and demand this model because it works, and not take, oh, we can't do it, or this, that, all these obstacles. But no, this is best practice. This is what this student needs in order to develop academically, socially, in across the board. Because that's what I see in Nick. His math is still increasing. His ability in math, his ability in English is still increasing. His vocabulary is getting richer. It gets richer by the day. Would he be here if he were in any other model? No, absolutely not. So I know it's strong, to say I would demand it, but I think it is. I think it should be the appropriate model.